Okay, Chris, guns, jobs, and pot. Not bad for 1 week. Let's start with guns. Handgun maker Beretta announced it'll build a new facility outside of Maryland, and the company pointed to gun control legislation passed last year as the reason why. Can you fill us in here?
Right. So last year, Maryland passed some of the strictest gun control laws in the country. The governor had pushed for this legislation after the Sandy Hook Elementary school shootings in Connecticut. Beretta says that their Prince George's County factory is at capacity and they're looking to expand. And the legislation that the governor pushed last year made them look elsewhere to build another plant. They announced this week that they'd go to Gallatin, Tennessee to build it. They'll keep the facility in Prince George's County, though. Governor Martin O'Malley told reporters yesterday that the news wasn't really a big surprise.
They've been threatening that for a long time and said that whenever they did it, they'd make a political point at them. And so it's a free country. Since the recession hit, we've had the best rate of new job creation of any state in the region.
And then on the floor this morning, Senate President Mike Miller said that if it takes having the much looser gun laws that Tennessee has to get a new Beretta factory, Marylanders are better off without it.
Okay, so now we've been hearing about these jobs that'll be in Tennessee, but the governor was in Baltimore this week to talk about a pretty healthy jobs report, right?
Yeah, the December jobs report was a good one. He toured the Domino Sugar Refinery in Baltimore, and he said 7,300 new jobs were created in December, the strongest December jobs report in about a decade. Over the course of the whole year, about 36,000 jobs were created. Still, a lot of those jobs aren't necessarily high-paying jobs. In December, about two-thirds of the new jobs were in the service industries, things like restaurant jobs and hospitality, lower-wage jobs.
Okay, now one more thing. Let's talk about pot. A bill today introduced in the Senate would legalize it.
Yeah, there's a bill that was introduced that's called the Marijuana Control Act of 2014. It's pretty similar to legislation that was entered last session as well. The goal of the legislation is to legalize, regulate, and tax both the selling and the cultivation of marijuana. It basically would make pot a lot like alcohol, so no one under 21 could buy it. It would be sold with warning labels that will tell you how potent it is. Only licensed businesses can sell it, and then there would be a lot of strict limits on where the shops could be located, so away from schools, for example, or liquor stores.
Can it pass?
The conventional wisdom says no. The governor took a pretty tough-on-crime approach back when he was mayor of Baltimore. He said he's not keen on signing off on this. And the Speaker of the House, he's opposed too. But there are some powerful legislators that are pushing for legalization, and it seems to be gaining some support. Now, Senator Jamie Raskin, he's the guy who sponsored the bill, says, listen, other big-ticket legislation that passed in the last few years looked unlikely early on in the session, too.
I was the floor leader on the marriage equality, on the death penalty repeal, and, you know, all of the big bills look like they're impossible until suddenly they're inevitable.
And Raskin also points to polling that says a slim majority now support legalizing marijuana in the state. And he says people are starting to say that prohibition has not stopped folks from using pot, and a disproportionate number of African Americans and Latinos have ended up in prison because of it.
Okay, Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you.
With Christopher Connolly, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.